Man. All right, what's up, y'all? This is post Coach K interview veil for Ben Davis week 5. You know what's crazy? This episode will probably go out before the coach interview. But anyway, welcome back to another episode of Velocity. I am Quavell Cook, aka Vail, as y'all much better know me as. And I may sound a little tired this episode, but that was because my social battery is dying and I just interviewed a coach. But anyway, I hope y'all are doing good today, having a great day, having a great month. September is a very cool month, literally very chilly, and all in all, just a little rainy season. We are entering fall. Fall is probably my third or second favorite season. I would rank it, honestly, all right, quick Vail ranking of the seasons. Number one, winter. Number two, fall. Yeah, fall, I get fall. Yeah, number two is fall. It's just... Oh, bro, oh my goodness. I said it before. The weather from September to like late October is so beautiful. It's a perfect mix of warm. Then three, summer. I think summer is overrated. Summer is probably the most overrated like thing ever. I don't think it's that good. It'd be hot. The insects be out. I don't even like hate insects. It'd just be annoying. And yeah. And it lasts the spring. Spring just too gloomy, bro. Spring is just way too gloomy. Winter is where it's at, though. Hashtag all my winter babies stand up and salute right now. But anyway, episode 3 of Velocity, the word of the day or word of the podcast is consistency. Consistency is what I'm trying to do for this podcast. I want to get 2 episodes a week. 3 episodes if I'm feeling nice. You know what I'm saying? But nah, 2 episodes a week. I feel like that would be a good little amount. Cause if we stack up, let's say we get to like a week. All right. From that, let's say we go 3 weeks ahead of time. That will be like 12 episodes. No, that'll be 6 episodes. Excuse my math. I'm cutting that out. But anyway, yeah. Last episode, I had my boy Jordan on the podcast. Y'all know Jordan was a little shy. Jordan always a little shy. That's just how it is. I should have got somebody else on here with him, but y'all know I love my boy Jordan. He always come in. He always bring energy. He's a very low-key dude, but he brought the right crowd. He's a very energetic guy. Next, I don't know who I'm going to have next, actually. I want to get some more people on here. It's a very fun. I think his podcast will be very fun. I think it's very cool. I think it's a low-key. It's a vibey podcast. Like, it's literally on the porch, but it's just me. So it's a little more awkwarder, but it's just me. Because half the people will be on here are people I know. But anyway, I'm on a YouTube video. I'm finna ask who y'all favorite artist is. I don't know about y'all, but I've listened to a lot of Kanye recently. Like, obviously Kanye's my favorite artist of all time, but I've been listening to him a lot. Like, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy is, of course, my second favorite album of all time. Behind, of course, my opinion. Just because it's my favorite does not mean it's the best or subjective to be the best. I may speak, but my opinion is right, so I don't want to hear anything else. But my number one is Because of the Internet by Childish Gambino. Honestly, that album is just an experience in and of itself. But My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy has been played a lot in like my ears recently. My Beats, shout out to My Beats. Hey, headphones headphones save lives. That's a quote. Headphones save lives. My Beats and AirPods, may they soul rest in peace to them AirPods who I lost in an Uber. But they took me through so much of high school. I can't thank them enough. I honestly can't thank them. Like, this in itself is not doing it justice. If Beats were alive, I would marry my Beats. If my AirPods were alive, like I said, may they soul rest in peace, I would have married my AirPods. But anyway, yeah, they've been all in my AirPods. I mean, my Beats. So y'all don't, bro. The album in and of itself, I could write an essay on this album. I could write an essay on all these albums that I love. Imagine me just like waving my hand around, eyes closed. I'm like, it's like how they be like with the chef. How the chefs be like, Magnificent Toto. I don't think I said the wrong word, but y'all know what I'm saying. Like, the album in itself is just amazing. The first song, Dark Fantasy. Oh, can we get much higher? Like, it just ain't going down. I would say it's biased, but the album makes you feel like it's a journey in and of itself, but I'm not even gonna beat around the bush. My favorite song of all time is on this album. All the Lights is the greatest song of all time. That's something that's not an opinion. That is actually facts. All the Lights is the greatest song of all time. Nobody can tell me nothing. You listen to it with the interlude, you feel like a superhero. And like, you're going against the whole world. That song is amazing. Also, same with Power. Power is not the greatest song of all time. I think Power is top 20 Kanye, but Power is a different discussion. I said it on my story. Power makes you feel like a hero and a villain, depending on your situation. It's a wonderful song. But All the Lights, great song of all time. Rihanna, I love you, Riri. Kanye, bruh. He was in his, literally the video of Gunna writing the paper on fire. That was Kanye with Making All the Lights. And it took him like a year. I think he said like a year. It was like a year or two. He was in Hawaii making that song. And honestly, he had like, it's like 17, it's like 18 people on that song. But it's literally, nobody can tell me, The Bill almost, The Bill interrupting the podcast. But it's literally the greatest song of all time. Nobody can tell me different. Only song I will ever accept as another option as the greatest song of all time is Money Trees by Kendrick Lamar. But like I said, Good Kid, Mad City is also a great album. But different story, another day, another time. Ugh. Honestly, I might as well just go through my top five podcast. I mean, my top five albums ever. I got it in my notes too. I ain't got it wrote down, but I got it in my notes. Oh, let me find this real quick. All right. Favorite albums of all time. All right, I'm gonna go through my top three. I ain't going through the top five. Number three, Rodeo by Travis Scott. Now look, y'all not listening. Look, y'all heard Rodeo by Travis Scott. I experienced it. I listened to it. I was locked in listening to this album. Y'all wasn't there for 3500, 9021. Y'all wasn't there for Impossible. Stop playing, man. That album is just beautiful. And it's like, that was his debut album. So for that to be like one of the best, what is this category called? Trap? I think it's called Trap. Whatever, I don't know what catalog that album is in, but whatever it is, it's one of the best in this category in and of itself. Number two, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Come on now, like I said, I'm going to just go through the songs. If I go through the songs, there's nothing but straight tens on this album. I could probably list the whole soundtrack. Dark Twisted Fantasy, I think it's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Oh my goodness. Kid Cudi. The things I would do to have Kid Cudi back in his prime should not be said on this podcast. Power. Oh my goodness. The three track run between Power, All the Lights Interlude, All the Lights is just, y'all can't tell me that this album is not one of the greatest of all time. Monster. Y'all wasn't there for the Jay-Z, Rick Ross, Nicki Minaj. Y'all wasn't there for that, bro. Y'all wasn't there for that. So Appalled, also. Oh my goodness. Pusha T. Oh man. That 2018 beef with him and Drake really did throw me off, but Pusha T on its album, none but hits. He dropped 50 on every track. Nobody can tell me differently. You can't tell me nothing. Yes, Kanye reference and a Kanye reference. But Soul Paul is amazing. Devil, Devil in a New Dress, amazing. I don't think I have to talk about this song anyway. This song. I'm glad the song is getting attention that it deserves because it's honestly a work of art. It is Devil in a New Dress, top 10 Kanye, by the way. And it is, oh my goodness, Rick Ross's best verse. Kanye's like most. It's very quippy and quirky, but that's something that's always been in Kanye's favor. So that obviously is a given. But it's a very, it's just so creative, and it makes you feel like, honestly, I feel like you got to listen to Devil in a New Dress like this. Let's say you at the pinnacle, not even a pinnacle. Let's just say you just got an achievement in like life. You play this song, you might tear up. Honestly, you might tear up. And that's kind of what the point of this whole album is. It's just like a end goal of, you know, it's just like a journey. And same with All the Lights. I think if you play All the Lights after you reach that goal, All the Lights is like, it's a process with All the Lights. It's like, okay, the growth, the process, the ending is obviously the whoa, 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 oh. That's obviously that part. But yeah, Devil in a New Dress is just that. Oh my goodness, the guitar solo in Devil in a New Dress is the best guitar solo I've ever heard in my life, honestly. Blame Game, Blame Game, and Life is also a great. Life in itself is an amazing song. It threw me off. It sounds like it reminds me of a song. I forgot the name of the song. It reminded me of a Sonic song, but anyway, Blame Game, John Legend, he's cool. John Legend is an amazing singer. He's very underrated too. Lost in the World, I don't think I have to say anything about this. I'm lost in the, Mama Say, oh my goodness. Mama Say, oh my goodness. I can go on and on about that. Who Will Survive in America, the whole My Beautiful Dark Fantasy. Greatest album, second favorite album. It is one of the greatest albums though. I will say that. It is one of the greatest albums. Kanye's best in my opinion, but music is very subjective like art, but that subject is opinionated, but my opinion is right. Anyway, we got Because of the Internet by Childish Gambino. Y'all don't know about Childish Gambino. Look, if I always, when people ask me what artist would I recommend, I always say Childish Gambino, Brent Faiyaz, who else do I say? Y'all don't know about the Autumn. Y'all can't know about the Autumn yet. Autumn got to stand around. But yeah, I always say Childish Gambino, Destroy Lonely, and Brent Faiyaz. Because they are just safe artists. They're very safe artists, I'd say. And most of their music is not known. Destroy Lonely got some hits. But that's for another day. If no stylist, it looks cute. If you know, you know. Anyway, Because of the Internet by Childish Gambino. This, oh my goodness, this album came out in 2013. This album is finna be a deck. Oh my goodness, it's finna be 10 years old. Oh, I feel old, man. I feel old. Anyway, oh my goodness. This is literally the pinnacle of peak. This is peak. If you said, hey, this is an album that I would die on as a 10 out of 10 and straight perfection. This is just the definition of alternate hip hop. And it's so creative. Childish Gambino is one of the most underrated rappers of my life that I've ever seen. Y'all wasn't there for Cam. I ain't even gonna speak on Cam. I can make a whole podcast episode about Childish Gambino. But that's a story, and that's a time for another day. Anyway, because of the internet, the intro, so, oh my goodness. It's a 3-second song. It's a whole 3-second song. And Crawl is amazing. Crawl is a good starter for the album. It's a good little song. World Star, I don't even gotta speak on World Star. World Star in and of itself, if you know, you know. The little saxophone. The saxophone is so beautiful. Plus the beat. World Star. Like, that is just, oh my God. You can tell this is a 2013 album, man. Worst guys, we gotta bring back Chance the Rapper, man. Old Chance, oh my goodness. Old Chance is one of the best artists I've ever heard, ever. I'm so mad he fell off. Cause I will listen to Acid Rap and Coloring Book so many times. Coco, shout out Coco Butter Kisses. Anyway, again, story for another day. Oh my goodness. Anyway, Worst Guys is amazing. Shadows was one of my favorite songs last year. Shadows is amazing. I could go on and on about Shadows, so I'm gonna just summarize it. It's amazing. Second half is also great. First half, though, is peak Gambino. Oakland, yo, Oakland is getting a lot of love recently, and it should be getting a lot of love because Oakland deserves the love. It's a very chill song. Oakland is a song you play with your homies in the car driving at night. It's a very summery song, but you can play it anytime. And that's the beauty of most of Gambino's music. But it's the beauty of Oakland specifically because it captivates the moment. But yeah. What else? Sweatpants, bro. Oh my goodness. Oakland Sweatpants 2005. That is a legendary run. That is a crazy 3-track run. But Sweatpants, obviously. Who doesn't know Sweatpants, man? Oh yeah. Watch your haters wonder why Gambino got the game locked. Y'all not there. Sweatpants. Yeah, that's Gambino's second best performance of just straight rapping and snapping, second to only Bonfire. 2005, I don't think I gotta talk about 2005. 2005 is literally one of the best songs of the 10s decade. I'm dying on that. That's one of the greatest songs of the 10 decades. You can just, no matter what you say or what you do, but I'm a lot rather, like, I can, such an amazing song. The Party's good. No Exit is great. Dead by Numbers is probably my favorite interlude ever. Flight of the Navigators, a good little slow song. Just a cold. Like, that song is amazing. Zila Stockholm is amazing. The second half is also great. Earn, I think I'm 95% sure he named this character Earn of Atlanta. Gambino show. If you haven't watched it, please watch. Bro, please watch Atlanta. Atlanta is one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. It's a slow little song. So chill. Pink Toes. Janae Aiko. I'm going out my way for a chance to even look at looking in Janae Aiko's eyes. I'm going out my way for that. Y'all don't even want to know what I would do for that situation. Otis Computer. Shout out Azealia Banks. I didn't know who she was until the song, but she's a good little artist. And of course, last, the biggest troll, Andrew Armenheimer. This whole album is just filled with, honestly, just underground classics. It's the best way I would summarize this album. But yeah, this wasn't even supposed to be an album episode. I was supposed to talk about life. But yeah, I just love the album, man. You gotta, because of internet, rodeo, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye West. Go listen to them albums, man. I swear they're gonna change your life. But school-wise, let's get into school-wise. It's been very chill, man. It's been very chill. I got a little, Jerry Wade came in the other day. We talked, he did a little thing for the media crew / radio and TV. We talked. He was very captivated in, like, me and what I did. He was like, he heard like my broadcasting voice, and he looked like a child seeing a puppy. Not even seeing a puppy, but like getting a puppy for the first time. So it was cool. Talked to him. Hey, more things to come. LC game was cool. Just got done talking with the coach. My throat getting dry, so I'm going to try to hurry this up. Class-wise, I'm chilling, bro. I think I have a love for econ. Econ might be, yeah, econ is my favorite subject. Not even subject, but like favorite class of this year. And I only have one friend in there, and that's Alex. But it's like, I just love econ. I think it's like the business side of things. I like the supply, I like the demand. I like all that stuff. I'm very interested in that stuff. Pre-Cal, this is the order of my favorite class, by the way. Pre-Cal, second. I think I just like math. I just like math. I'm just one of those kids who just enjoy. I'm not killing to do math, but like if you put it in front of me, like I'll do it. Like I'm not gonna be like, math. I'm gonna be like, oh, okay, I like math. Ceramics was so great last year, man. Whenever I'm just in a class, I just get sad thinking about the good times that I had in ceramics. But I mean, it's still a cool little class. I don't know. Sometimes I feel lonely, but I do enjoy the alone time I get in there and the silence that I give myself. Cause well, it's not a silent class, but they be talking. But I just, that's got to be like my least spoken class of all time. Like, I just don't talk in there. And then, of course, last English. I don't think I have to speak on it. I think everybody knows that I don't like English. But, yeah. Life's been chill. I've been getting money. Teach it. Shout out, Miss Treadway. She had to be my reference for college. That's also something. College is definitely sneaking up. I'm getting, bro, Ball State recommendations. UND's is a personal one. I could always go there. IU East, we're in the Corey and Zay. They want to do me. I'll be on their broadcasting team. Or not broadcasting. I'll be on their media team. I will be on their media team for sure. But yeah, it's just so many options. But before I'm going to just do a little speed run of my dream locations where I want to live. Number one, Georgia. I want to move to Georgia if I do get, I don't mind staying here. I would not mind staying in Indiana. But if I do ever move, number one, Georgia. In Atlanta specifically. That's the state of opportunity. Y'all can't, especially for someone like me, a young black African successful American, I would love to be in Atlanta. Second, Texas. I don't know. Just being in Texas sounds cool. And I like the weathery part that's always getting like, I don't know what they weather. Texas weather is worse than Indiana. So that's a debate in and of itself. But I just know life in Texas is good. That's also a cool little land for media and opportunity. That's the main thing, media. Then third and final, Florida. I think Florida would just be nice. Florida would just be nice. And y'all might be like, these is basic destinations. Duh. These are basic destinations. I am trying to be in high successful media, whether it be director, photographer, broadcaster. Or I want to be very successful in media. But that's it. That's all for me. Thank y'all for listening. For me ramble on about albums most of this episode. And then me rank my little classes and dream locations. But hey, as always, thank you for tuning in. If I sound tired, it's 1:39. I just got done interviewing Coach, like I said at the beginning, and just doing this episode. So, yeah, thank you for listening. Love you. Look both ways before you cross the street. And, yeah, get money. Peace. Bye.